Our first stop is Alfred's Alley. This is the oldest continuously inhabited residential street in the United States. And this quaint alleyway is the perfect place to walk around and imagine what life was like for early Philadelphians on the eve of the yellow fever epidemic.
This city was built around a maritime economy. Ships coming and going to the Delaware River port, bringing wares, and this whole area was dense with buildings and people.
As you move closer to the water from 8th and Market, the more there are these little alleys. Behind the little alleys, there are little courtyards with multiple buildings, with multiple families that are living in them.
That is architectural historian Emily Cooperman. Many of the buildings you see had shops on the first floor with residents above. You see these large front windows? Picture cobblers and seamstresses at work.
And the sounds of commerce in your ears. People hawking their wares on the streets, the clip-clop of horse-drawn carts.
You would have heard the sounds, if you listened carefully, of very large sails flapping in the breeze.
Multiple families lived together in the small apartments above the shops. There was no electricity and no indoor plumbing.
There was an outhouse behind each of these houses, and that would have been the primary sanitary facility. And then water would have been provided by wells, which also would have been in the backyard. And one of the things that you don't see today is that you don't see the dirt and the garbage.
You need to imagine this place just stinking to the high heavens.
And the horse manure and the cow manure that would have been on this street in 1793, that was called street dirt.
And as the yellow fever epidemic of 1793 breaks out, for the folks who lived here, panic sets in. Who will get sick next?
Reuben Haynes Sr.
David Salisbury Franks.
People here in this little alleyway had no way out. The city's wealthy fled to country retreats along the Schuylkill River.
That was really a privilege of the few. The residents of Alfred's Alley, who couldn't afford to go away and get out of the city, were stuck here.
Stuck in the dirt and the filth of the street and the cramped quarters of their houses. And now death is moving swiftly among them.
Many have gone off within these few days.
The diary of Elizabeth Drinker, a Quaker woman who lived nearby, offers a glimpse into the anxiety.
Benjamin Wilson continues very low, is again blistered.
And as people are dying, fear and rumor spread. What is causing this disease? What or who is to blame?
Some say it was occasioned by damaged coffee and fish, which was stored at William Smith. Others say it was imported in a vessel from Cape Francois, which lay at our wharf, or at the wharf back of our store. 'Tis really an alarming and serious time.
Let's talk some more about what people thought about the origins of this disease outbreak. We're going to Dock Street, which used to be called Dock Creek.